Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Love Me. Today we have the cheating and breakup songs around, which we will still do. But yesterday, last night, was supposed to be immunities, which is basically you had to sing a love song or a song relating to any related topic connected to it, a love song to Beloved Star, Valkyrie Celeste, and myself, Gildrak, using our real names or not real names. So only one person submitted, but we felt that this song deserved to be featured on the show because of the effort that she put into it. So first up tonight as immunities is Ambi, and then we'll start the show. So here we go, Ambi Lee.
Cherie and Valk were the best of friends all through their Love Me days. Both members of the VH board, though not active at the VAA. After the season was over, Cherie went out looking for a bright new show. Valk looked all around the board, and all she found was Gil. Well, it wasn't 2 weeks after they went steady, Valk started getting Skype abused. She set her status to invisible and sat out of listens to avoid Gil as well as the Jews. Well, she finally got the nerve to turn Gil in. She let the other admins take it from there. But Gil walked right through that warning level and left her like 1,000 PMs. Right away, Cherie signed on from California around midnight on Skype. She read Valk's PM and they worked out a plan, and it didn't take them long to decide that Gil had to die. Goodbye, Gil. Those late night talks, they weren't that sexy to me, Gil. You feeling weak? Why don't you lay down and sleep, Gil? Ain't it dark? Wrapped up in that tarp. Signed on to ban Gil forever. He searched the board high and low. Then he shrugged his shoulders and said, well, whatever, if he bugs you, let me know. Well, the weeks went by and spring turned to summer, and summer faded into fall. And it turns out he was a missing person who nobody missed at all. So the girl started a show on VH Radio, and it turned into a big success. They got Liviana to say stuff tastes like jam, and they don't lose any sleep at night, 'cause Gil had to die. Goodbye, Gil. We need a break. Let's go out to the trunk, Gil. Well, is that all right? Good. Let's go for a ride, Gil. Hey. Well, hey, hey, hey. Oh, hey, hey, hey. Oh, hey, hey, hey.
Okay.
Ambi. Okay, first of all, Ambi would like to make a disclaimer. She has... I'll just read it as she says in the email. I have nothing against Gildragon. I do not think he is a crazy stalker. I also have nothing against Jews, things that taste like jam, late-night sexy talks, or anything else that is mentioned within the personalized lyrics of the song that are not part of the original lyrics. They just float well together. That being said...
That was the best ever.
I know. Okay. I'm like jealous because Ambi wrote a parody that's more epic, I think, than any of the ones that I wrote. but I also feel kind of bad.
I think Ambi might know me a little too well. I'm like, this is worth contemplating.
They say there's truth in comedy, you know. What did you guys think?
Who goes first?
Cherie.
I thought it was really funny. I didn't even like listen technically because I was just laughing the whole time. I loved it.
Valk?
This is awesome. I love that, like, when people do when people do the country twang, it usually sounds crappy, but she, like, did it really well. And I love that she incorporated, like, everything awesome about BH, and that she threw Dylan in there, and the Skype abuse, so funny.
And the jam.
I love the jam. And I love the choruses when you're like, when you had, like, the twang was harder on the choruses, and it was just, like, super funny.
She actually did rename the song too, for those of you who didn't know. For those of you who do know, the song is called Goodbye Earl, but she actually titled it Goodbye Gil. Thank you, Andy. It's you know, you're lucky you're the only person that submitted for immunities, because I mean, I like what you did with the song, so like you did pretty good, and you probably would have had a good chance, of course, of getting immunities.
She would have won for me. But,
I hate the actual song myself, so I'm a little bit prejudiced, but this was brilliant. This was brilliant. So yeah.
You're an awesome lyric writer. This is awesome.
That was great. All of a sudden I was thinking when she did this, I was automatically thinking back to her Pokemon rap to the Corteo. I just thought that automatically. But yeah, no, this was great. So anyways, guys, tonight we've got themes of breakup / cheating type songs. I had two people drop, which was Oliviana and Rochelle Euler. Oh, so sad. But we're able to bring one person back. I'm still cutting somebody tonight, though, because, you know, we are bringing somebody back. Yeah, but first up was somebody who submitted, like, what, I think
2 seconds after the
2 seconds after the episode came out, right on Monday. Which I hadn't even sent out the email yet,
because
I sent it on Tuesday. But Princess Clary is up first tonight.
There's no sign on the gate, and there's mud on your face. Don't you think it's time we reinvestigate this situation? Put some fruit on your plate. You've forgotten how it started. Close your eyes. Think of all the bubbles of love we made. And you're down on your knees. It's too late. Oh, don't come crawling. And you lie by my fate. What a big mistake. I see you falling. Got a buzz in my head, and my flowers are dead. Can't figure out a way to rectify this situation. I don't believe what you said. You've forgotten how it started. Close your eyes, think of all the bubbles of love we made. And you're down on your knees. It's too late. Oh, don't come crawling. And you lie by my fate. What a big mistake. I see you fall. I could sting like a bee. Careful how you treat me. Babe, I don't think I'll accept your sorry invitation. Close the door as you leave. You've forgotten how it started. Close your eyes. Think of all the bubbles of love we made. And you're down on your knees. It's too late. Oh, don't come crawling. And you lie by my faith. What a big mistake. I see you falling. And you cry over me. I can't wait. I feel you stalling. And you try to reach me. What a big mistake. I hear you calling. And you're down on your knees. It's too late. Oh, don't come crawling. And you lie by my fate. What a big mistake. I see you falling.
All right, and that was Princess Clary. For those of you listening, I think we are now at our seventh, maybe, attempt at doing a critique, but... I lost count. Alternate it was being weird, and then CallGraph wasn't working for me at all, but now I think we've got it.
I've had no problem.
The 11 stars is perfect. No. In California, no. All right, so Valk, you're up first again. Do you still like the song? No.
I'm here. I'll keep it short. I liked the song, and that dream mission was good. Vocally, it was good. There was a run near the end that I thought could have been done stronger, and that is it, because I want to keep this short. Okay. It was good.
I like this too, Clary. I wrote down that it reminded me of Rockstar, giving me a little bit of nostalgia. As far as a little bit anything different here for you, I would have liked to hear a little bit more gravel in your voice to kind of give it a little bit more sort of a kind of a technique kind of feel to it. And I felt that it was kind of just voicey versus, you know, versus the style. I would have liked just a little bit more, not that you were bad with what you did, but I would have liked more. Also, I thought you had good energy, but I felt that you could have added more to it. I felt that you had more potential to do so. And I was kind of waiting for it, didn't get it, but I still thought it was good. Beloved.
I had the same stylistic and emotional notes as you did. I especially liked the part where you sang Close Your Eyes. I thought you sang that line really well every time. I did like your power in the choruses. At the very end, that high note on Down on Your Knees was just a little bit flat. You didn't quite get all the way up there. And... I liked the one part where you had gravel in your voice, but it would have been cool to have it a little bit more throughout the song. But I like the song. Nice job.
All right, good. All right,
Yay.
so next up is Melly.
I don't wanna talk about the things we've gone through, though it's hurting me. Now it's history. I played all my cards, and that's what you've done too. Nothing more to say. No more ace to play. The winner takes it all. The loser standing small beside the victory. Building me a home, thinking I'd be strong there, but I was a fool, playing by the rules. The gods may throw a dice,
and that was the winner takes it all with Melly.
Yay.
Love it. Why don't you go first in this one?
Oh, okay. I love this song.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. I thought your emotion was really, really good in the beginning, but I think I'm not sure if maybe you were just so into it in the beginning that it just got boring for me, or you didn't have enough in the second part as you did in the beginning. One of those two, but I was really into it in the beginning, and then towards the end, I wasn't so much. I loved your long power notes in the choruses, but I think they could have been a little bit better if you'd started softer and gotten louder, because it just seemed like you were all of a sudden singing loud and then not anymore. Because a lot of the notes you did would start barely audible and then come in super loud, mm-hmm. which was strange mm-hmm. for me. What else? I really, really liked how you sang slash said, but you see, at the end before you did the other stuff.
Oh, yeah, I like that a lot.
I loved that part. That was my favorite. And, and yeah.
Right.
I loved your emotion in the beginning.
Okay. Valk?
Hmm?
What did you think?
Oh, it cut out me.
Yeah. Sorry.
The only other person? Me? Really? You have the unfortunate something of me being done this song before. and I'm usually harder on this, so I'm sorry. No. I think, like, this was, like, the same note I gave you last week, but there was a lot of, like, dynamics and stuff, but, like, there wasn't enough, like, emotion, I don't think. Like, I also agree, like, I liked the emotion in the first verse, but then I got bored. Like, there wasn't, like, there was, like, vocal dynamics, but there wasn't emotional dynamics, and this song really needs, like, emotional dynamics, like... The belting I thought was really good, but I wanted, like, there was power behind it, but there wasn't, like, emotional power. So, like, yeah. It was just, like, really pretty belting. I noted, like, deep inside, I think it's in the second verse, deep sounded a little off. And, like, mixing-wise, yeah, you were, like, doing soft notes, and then the music would drown you out, and then when you belted, it was, like, oh, there she is again. But, like, when you're doing, like, the subtle vocal stuff, like, you were being drowned out when you were going soft, and then, like, you were fine when you were belting, so. I think it's, like, a mixing thing. I also noted that I really liked the talking line at the end. But, like, my main note for you, I think, in general, is, like, emotion, like, more emotional dynamics, but, like, you're good at emotion, but it needs to, like, go somewhere. Like, you start out in one emotional, like, area, and then, like, it doesn't, like, build, so I think you need to work on, like, building the emotion in your songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not sure how much I like this for you, Melly. I felt overall, for the most part of the song that, excuse me, that's something stuck in my throat. I felt that for the most overall part of the song, that you were a little bit too quiet, and that kind of goes with the, because like you were drowning out, and I felt that you had some really nice power notes where you sang them, like, and I liked what they were, but I felt that they were too much of a contrast to things that you'd sing right before and right after it. Like, it would be like, I'm singing really quiet, you know, loud. And
yeah.
And it just felt... odd to me. Didn't feel like the whole thing fit together. So would have liked you to start either singing a little bit louder or turning maybe parts of the music down a little bit more. I'm not sure. Maybe if you did takes where, like, you sang all your loud takes and certain takes to be specifically louder than maybe some of your quieter parts. Maybe, I don't know. But I did like the ending, and I didn't really take too much note of emotion, although I do agree that it could have used more. But yeah, I wasn't sure that I liked this one too much for you.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. All right. I don't have anything else to add here. Omi Pride 09 is up next.